you'll know that I was away at the weekend, at a long weekend, and that was because I was doing a bit of a family catch-up, pre-Christmas family catch-up, and there was a christening involved as well, and it did mean that I was sleeping in somebody else's bed, and there is something weird about that, because it was a good bed. It was actually my sister and her husband's usual bed. They very graciously gave up their bed to accommodate myself and Emma, my wife, and a dog, who wasn't in the bed, I should say. But we just had the larger bedroom. So there we were, sleeping in a good bed, and it just didn't feel right to me. And when we got home after three nights, and in case any members of the family are listening, we had a wonderful time, I'm not complaining. But it was so reassuring to get into your own bed. And you just become used to that sense of comfort and how you spread out and everything. Over the next few days, it is quite likely, for one reason or another, and let's keep it clean, you'll be sleeping in an unusual bed. And how do you avoid getting what Alex has described as plum pudding posture? Alex is Alex Newton, the chiropractor who's here. Hello.
Good afternoon, Alan.
Plum pudding posture. Is that something to do with sleeping in the wrong bed, or is that just hunched up over endless presents trying to wrap them?
All sorts of things. There's lots of hidden... what shall we say, dangers in Christmas, aren't there?
Mm.
But certainly when we do spend time with friends and family and sleep over in their spare room, you were very lucky to have shared your sister's bed and let them move out. I'm glad you clarified all of that, yeah, the details there. But what we have to realise is often our friends and family the spare room is the spare room, and they don't often sleep in that bed. So, and it's not often used, and they don't realise how bad it can be. So a couple of things you could do, other than avoid it altogether, is if the bed's a little bit soft, maybe that's probably one of the easier things, is to maybe even put the mattress on the floor and tip the base up. That might be a little bit rude when they're rearranging their room, but or find a board or something to put underneath it. So it might
that is often the case, isn't it? Though it is, well, to me anyway, the thing that I notice most in other people's beds, we have to be careful here, is how soft they are. I think it's just because I'm used to quite a firm mattress.
Yes. But then you can go the other way. The very firm mattress, thinking about that can be as uncomfortable, but maybe take a spare quilt or eiderdown to lie on extra, or lie on the top of it. Extra padding can often help, it can be a bit of a problem, really. But keeping moving, if you just do some stretches and exercises before you get into bed and then get yourself limbered up in the morning, that might be a good thing to do. But the problem is we're probably sleeping over because we've had a couple of glasses of something nice and wine and warming and things like that, and maybe our senses aren't quite as perceptive of what's going on. So often people wake up the next morning and realise, actually, I've slept really heavily, but the bed was not great. The other simple thing to do as well, which you'd be surprised how much bearing it does have on the whole spine, is to take your own pillow with you, because that's always something that's really personal, I think. And if you've got a pillow that really works for you, try and squeeze that into your luggage or into the back of the car.
Now, do you know that's exactly what my wife did? Yeah, she tends to grab a pillow if we've got a long journey, just so she can get comfy in the car and maybe relax. She's a very hard-working person, and sometimes, you know, a long journey is a good chance to have a snooze, and it saves having to have all the conversation with me when we're on a journey. When we got there, she said, "Would it be all right? Do you think it'd be all right if I took my pillow in?" Because you don't want to offend people, do you? You don't want to turn up making out all your bed so uncomfortable. We brought our own stuff. But we did, and I think that did make a difference. And another thing that I noticed, people, when you are staying over, if they've done up the spare room, often go mad with the pillows. They've got, you know, maybe three or four in the... We'll get them all out. Get them all out because it looks like a luxury bed. And you go into the bedroom and there's all these pillows there. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're just used to one. Yeah, yes. Don't worry. Kick sure, the three off that you don't want.
Yeah, making sure that the neck is supported, that there's plenty of support between the shoulder and the neck there. And try not to sleep on your tummy as well. That's a bad one for your neck. And often we see people wake up the next morning again with that ricked neck, which isn't great.
But, sleep on your tummy? Yeah, how can you even do that?
And then they rotate their head round so far that actually the next day they wonder why they've got a ricked neck.
That's
not good.
Do people do that naturally or often, just when they've had a drink?
Yes, no, often. No, not really? Just with the drink. It's often a habit which we try and break on our patients, yeah. It's not great. It's not good for the spine.
I don't think I would ever be comfortable doing that.
No, you'd be surprised how many people do.
I'll give it a go tonight and see if I wake up with a crick neck.
Please don't. Well,
business for you. Alex has got some more thoughts to share with you on getting through Christmas as unscathed as possible. All sorts of hazards lurking out there through the Christmas period. What about wrapping your Christmas presents? How do you do that? Do you sit upright at a table? Or, more likely, most people do, don't they, Alex? They end up in some weird positions doing wrapping of presents.
Sitting on the floor is not great.
That's a killer, isn't it? Sitting on the floor. For some reason, you want the space. I'm going to spread out all over the floor. Yeah. And you do that, and then an hour or two into it, if you've got a lot of wrapping to do.
Yeah, clear of the dining room table, stand at it. Although I've seen some posts on Facebook now about sort of standing at the ironing board and doing it on the ironing board. Now, that's not very wide, so that's going to be a bit tricky, but you have got a good height there. Mm. But certainly at the dining room table, and you can really spread out there.
A pasting table, if you've got a pasting table for wallpapering.
You could,
if as long as it's clean.
People have got those lying about somewhere.
Yeah, don't get mixed up. Don't start wrapping in the old wallpaper.
Put the wallpaper on the Christmas paper on the wall. No, don't do that either.
When Father papered the parlour.
Yeah, certainly something high up and not sitting on the floor. And that also applies as well to writing your cards. We're tempted to perhaps sit on the settee and sit there for long periods of time writing them on our laps and leaning forward to write them. But again, make the effort, clear the dining table and sit upright, and if you've got a writing slope or something like that, that's quite good because you can be there for quite a while, especially if you're putting nice messages in cards for loved ones there. Mm. So, and another thing to do maybe is if you haven't got a writing slope is to tip the back legs of the table up just an inch or two with a couple of books or something like that so that the table sort of leans towards you slightly. So that takes a lot of pressure off the back of the neck and the shoulders.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
Quite useful to do.
Remember to put it back flat before you do the wrapping though, because what is it? Gets confusing.
Well, yes.
Yeah, but for writing,
writing, that's, table towards that's an option. Slightly.
Yes, yeah. A thing I would say, and I don't speak from any great experience here, but ask people for help if you're doing wrapping, because the sort of holding a bit of folded paper down here whilst you're reaching over there for the sellotape and your chin's going down on this bit as well, that's a recipe.
That's
for
quite good exercise, isn't it? Good stretching.
That's fine. I will tell Emma, my wife, that.
I think we need to be more concerned about the heavy presents and more like shopping and things like that when we tend to sort of think, we'll just get one more bag, and then realise, we're probably carrying half a dozen bags or so, and that can give a lot of strain up into the upper top of the back and into the neck there. And carrying those awkward, bulky presents that even maybe not even very heavy, but trying to sort of negotiate through doorways and trying to get into the boot of the car and things. Be sensible, take someone with you, ask for help, as you said, and make sure there's someone there to sort of support you and escort you. Don't twist and bend, because they're the key things that can cause back problems is the combined movement. It doesn't have to be a heavy lift or a heavy a strain or an overstretch. It's bending and twisting that tends to cause a lot of the problems, so be wary of that.
Yeah, I'm thinking most people have got their decorations and bits and pieces out of the loft, but there is a point, I'm afraid, in the new year where you're going to be going up there again and putting them back in.
That's right.
That's
again,
another...
Be sensible, lots of trips, thinking of all those building up those leg muscles, going up and down into the lofts on the ladders, but lots of small trips rather than trying to muster it all together in one or two heavy loads and stretching and straining. But be mindful of what you're doing, keep your posture straight, keep your shoulders and hips in line, keep things close to your body, and avoid the bending and lifting, and the twisting is the combined movements that are the problem.
Again, I would say ask for help if you've got any members of the family around when it comes to putting the Christmas decorations and bits and pieces back in the loft. Make a chain in some way, a human chain, so it's being passed one to the other, and then so you're not up and down the stairs all the time trying to carry something.
Everybody's always too busy, aren't they, to help?
Well, you have to lay down the law in your own house, Alex. That's what you need to do, and get them to help. So I'm going to find out a bit more about your actual Christmas plans, if you don't mind, in a couple of minutes from now. Alex Newton is here with thoughts on staying fit and healthy over Christmas into the new year. I knew that me talking about beds would prompt some sort of response, and here's one from an anonymous texter. Strange beds, they say, that made me laugh. And I went to some strange ones in the 60s and the 70s, Ever tried one overcrowded and had to sleep with one fist on the floor holding yourself in? That is an experience I've not had, I have to say. and I'm rather pleased to say I've not had that experience. Mm. Alex Newton, the Beeston chiropractor, is here. She will get through Christmas without an ache, a pain or a twinge. Will you? Will you? Do you actually get through it all right?
Easily? I hope so, because yeah. I've had my pre-Christmas adjustment and my colleagues look after me regularly.
Is there a preventative thing you can do there?
Well, it's always good to get lined up and make sure everything's working properly and in line so that, yes, I could be subjected to similar aches and pains as everybody else. And don't forget, I have a very physical job. There's lots of lifting of parts of bodies and bodies around and very long days. So, but it's always worth, getting a pre-Christmas checkup trying to keep fit, because that's something we also tend to stop doing, is with the sort of all those routines, all your classes, your Zumba class and your Pilates class all stop over Christmas. And then we just go from doing two or three regular exercises a week to absolutely nothing and probably sitting on the settee for long periods of time and watching those good films or playing great games with the kids, sitting on the floor and things. So, do try and get out there and keep fit, get out walking and go out for a nice little jog or something.
Your actual Christmas now? Are you out there doing a jog?
And I shall be going out and having some little runs, yes. Yeah. And I've got a big dog, as you well know, and he needs walking twice a day, so there'll be no slouching on our settees. And if we are, it'll be well supported, lots of cushions, again, no twisting. Try and keep your body in line, keeping the knees below the hips so that you're semi-recumbent when you're watching that film. And make sure you get up regularly and go and make yourself a cup of tea or a glass of water or whatever, rather than sitting there for prolonged periods of time. And watch out for all these electronic devices. You'd sort of absorb to sitting there with those on your lap. Laptops is a bit of a misdemeanor. It's really bad for your posture if you've got it on your lap. So again, either sit with lots of cushions underneath it, so it's relatively high up, put it at that dining room table. Lots of uses of those dining room tables this holiday. And, again, break it up. Make sure that you're not sitting there for prolonged periods of time. Get that posture stretched out and don't get your plum pudding posture.
There's a motto for life, really. John has got in touch. He says, when we get invited down south to my wife's sisters, we smuggle in a mattress topper, because her spare bed is hideously uncomfortable.
Fabulous. I'm sure she wouldn't mind if she realised that. But we do, it is something in the new year. We see people come back and, I've had a lady recently who stayed with her in-laws over Christmas last year, and it has taken us the best part of a year to get her back in line again after sleeping on a very bad bed. So she's sworn to me that she will not be sleeping in that bed again over the Christmas period. It's quite a disturbance to your lifestyle.
A mattress topper is kind of stiff but flexible enough you could fold it and get it into your suitcase. So if you need to get it in without somebody being offended.
Well, I'm sure people understand these days and, there are alternatives.
That's true. You can always go in and
that. But airbeds and things like that, as long as they're quite firm, they're probably quite good. Mm. It's getting on and off them that I always find is a bit tricky, because they're always a bit mobile and things.
Yeah.
But, climb, go on to all fours and be sensible about how you get up and down.
That's an interesting point, going on all fours. But getting out of bed, again, when it's your own bed, you don't think about how you get in and out. It's when you're in a bed that is higher or lower or on the floor, that's where you can do a bit of damage, because you don't think. And another thing, I would say from recent experience, other people's stairs may have carpet, whereas your stairs don't.
And that's a novel one. Okay, right.
And when you're coming down the stairs, carpeted stairs, and you're not used to them, suddenly you're all a bit, whoa, my feet have gone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, no, because we've got carpeted stairs. We've got awful stairs. Our stairs are very narrow and deep, and they're awful stairs. So we always tell people to be careful on our stairs. Mm. But just other people's stairs and moving around other people's houses in general, just be careful.
I think the answer is stay at home and get somebody else to do the cooking, and then you'll be fine.
Stay at home and get someone else to do the cooking. Going away, that somebody else was going to do the cooking.
Invite them over. Yes. There we are. Invite the family over.
To cook.
Tell them that they're welcome.
You've got to cook yourself. Bring your own.
Welcome to come and stay on your spare sofa bed.
Yes, as long as they bring the food. Yeah, that's another one. You see, the hosts tend not to sleep on them. So again, you may maybe you are well within your rights to sneak in that topper for the dreaded sofa bed.
Well, I hope that the conversation will help you get through your Christmas without too many aches and pains. And if you do, well, listen on into January. You'll be back towards the end of January picking up the pieces.
That's right. We'll try to. You're all moving for the new year. Yes. Yeah.
Always fun to see you. Have a brilliant Christmas.
Thank you, Anna.
Stay flexible. Alex Newton, the Beeston chiropractor, with you on BBC Radio Nottingham.